Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 9th of June, the 160th day of 2025, allowing us 205 days for our journey to 2026. This past week of rain and heat in Maine has the woods and fields lushly green and flowering, and the brooks, streams, ponds, lakes, and rivers in general having more than acceptable water levels. The USGS Eddington gauge, for example, shows our local Penobscot River has fluctuated between 5.5 and 7 feet, more or less an ample and comparable index of flowing water levels elsewhere in the state. An exciting way to conclude the 2025 Maine Canoe and Kayak Racing Organization's Whitewater Downriver Point Series season. Across town along the Stillwater River, an oxbow of the Penobscot River, my girlfriend and I continue slowly working on our home to be in the woods, moving carefully and as well protected as possible against the black-legged deer ticks that also inhabit the locale. Their presence is contrapuntal to that of the delightful variety of visiting birds whose numbers increase daily. Jamaican poet Anne Margaret Lim has some similar thoughts in her Bird Song of Shaker Way. Every day is perfect if when you wake you hear birds in the garden, in the yard, birds up and down, ushering in one more day in all the houses on Shaker Way. Birds on telephone lines, light posts, birds twittering on trees, hailing fellow birds with a nod of beak, gray kingbird, top-hatted streamertail, tuxedo doctor bird, busy-bodied hummingbird, tucking in out of pink, red ixoras, punch-drunken love, birds preening for, chatting up other birds, the oriole, the grass quit, in mid-song, on the lawn, in dance of birds, an all-day-long conference of bird, red-headed woodpecker, drummer boy or girl bird, in this daily symphony of birds, an orchestra on Shaker Way, in serenade of each perfect day with birds from the very first mockingbird heralding in solo warble, one more day filled with birds, brightened, lightened, trilled by birds, precious, diamond-throated, sweet-song, miracle-toting birds. The gift of day is here, birds. Bird, bird, bird. Hello, bird. You lift me up, bird. You sing the way, beautiful bird. Heavenward, tomorrow at dusk we'll have June's full moon, known variously as the strawberry moon, the blooming moon, the egg-laying moon, the hatching moon, the honeymoon, and the mead moon, and the berries ripen moon. The red star Antares, brightest in the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion, will be keeping our full strawberry moon company in the southeast sky. And by Wednesday evening in the southeast sky, our moon will begin its waning gibbous phase and appear to be passing through the teapot asterism of the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. Today in 1534, French explorer Jacques Cartier was purportedly the first European to sail into the Gulf of the St. Lawrence River. Today in 1549, the Book of Common Prayer was adopted by the Church of England. Today in 1650, the first legal corporation in the Americas, the Harvard Corporation, was established. Today in 1870, U.S. President Ulysses Grant met with Sioux Chief Red Cloud at the White House. Today in 1931, Robert Goddard patented the first rocket-powered aircraft design. Today in 1934, the first appearance of cartoon character Donald Duck occurred in The Wise Little Hen. Today in 1961, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Phyllis and William Nelson Fox welcomed their new son Michael into the world. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that because William was an officer in the Canadian Army, Michael was raised on a succession of military bases where he became a gregarious, self-possessed kid. When the family eventually settled in Vancouver, Michael charmed his way into Canadian television, where he became successful enough to decide on trying Los Angeles for further career possibilities. Purportedly, he changed his middle initial from A to J to avoid being styled as Michael, a fox, though he had another concern. It also sounded uncomfortably Canadian, Fox recalls. Michael A. Fox. But maybe I was just being oversensitive. Then, after winning a few roles, he felt his advancement had plateaued, and at age 20, he was selling his furniture to stay ahead of a $30,000 debt. Luckily, the next year, however, he was saved from financial ruin when he was cast for Family Ties, the television show. Michael J. Fox's success there soon led to other successful roles, such as Back to the Future trilogy, which made him a teen idol. At age 30, Michael was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He subsequently became an activist, launching the Michael J. Fox Foundation to increase research efforts to find a cure for the disease. Today is also the birthday in 1672 of Russian Tsar Peter the Great, in 1781 of the English engineer known as the Father of Railways, George Stephenson, in 1891 of American composer and lyricist Cole Porter, in 1902 of American Delta blues singer, guitarist, and pianist Skip James, in 1915 of American guitarist, songwriter, and inventor of the solid body electric guitar, Les Paul, in 1916 of U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, in 1926 of American actress Mona Freeman, in 1929 of American R&B singer Johnny Ace, in 1931 of American actor Joe Santos, in 1934 of American soul singer songwriter Jackie Wilson, and of American blues guitarist Wild Jimmy Spreel, in 1941 of English rock bassist Billy Hatton, and of British keyboardist and composer John Lord, in 1945 of American jazz guitarist Mick Goodrick, in 1946 of British guitarist Stuart Edwards, in 1947 of British rock guitarist Mick Box, in 1950 of British rock bassist Trevor Boulder, in 1951 of British rock bassist Terry Utley, in 1954 of English rocker Pete Byrne Bath, in 1959 of American drummer Greg Bissonette, in 1962 of British rock guitarist and singer-songwriter Ari London, in 1963 of American actor Johnny Depp, in 1966 of American gospel singer and actress Tamela Mann, in 1967 of American rock bassist Dean Felber, and in 1981 of Israeli-American actress Natalie Portman. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 12th and therefore penultimate week of spring and the 24th week of 2025.